President Zelensky is urging fair talks after talks between the US and Russian officials in Saudi Arabia's capital, Riyadh, took place yesterday. According to Zelensky, negotiations to end the war with Russia must involve Ukraine and Europe after bilateral US-Russia talks. Russia has affirmed that it will not seize or give up any territories to Ukraine. And Zelensky was scheduled to be in Riyadh, but he opted not to attend. When I saw all these comings and goings, I thought, one man we must have on PM Drive to unpack this. Mr. Donovan Williams, international relations expert, also Mail and Guardian columnist. Donovan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, MJ. Afternoon, all the listeners. I just want to check, and I'm sure I'm asking on behalf of all the listeners as well. Did you by any chance send Trump a Valentine's Day card to thank him? Must be a godsend for the media, right? He's got a story every day for you, every week.
Every single day. I mean, Donovan, we cannot even keep up anymore with what President Trump actually, releases to the media. He's got something every day, sometimes more than once a day.
Yeah. He's got to get a decade-long newsmaker of the year or something. He can't just be once off one.
The latest Riyadh talks, what do you make of it, Donovan?
Firstly, I find Zelensky, he's a comedian, right?
Yes.
But I find him funny. I haven't seen any of his comedy shows, but I find him really funny. Firstly, why didn't he have a problem last year in June when when NATO, Europe, and the United States held a peace summit to end the war in Ukraine in Switzerland and did not have Russia there? And that was billed as a peace summit. And Switzerland had the audacity to say they did not invite Russia because they officially invite Russia because they were giving signals and Russia didn't say if they would come or not. So they didn't invite Russia. In fact, South Africa was there, but the envoy was there, not South Africa, not a minister or the president, Sidney Mufamadi. But Kamala Harris was there. So it was, the vice president, but essentially a head of state. All the NATO countries were there, etc. Israel was there, but no one complained. And this is not a peace summit that's taking place in Riyadh, in Saudi Arabia. It's what we could call talks about talks.
Yes.
So it's with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia hosting, but it's Putin and Trump discussing. Of course, it helps Trump because of oil and so forth. OPEC is just is busy announcing, and they're getting closer to China. Saudi Arabia, as you know, is a huge player in OPEC, about reducing supply, which will increase oil prices. Trump wants oil prices to come down. He builds it as a way to stop the war, but it's to help him on inflation because he promised that inflation would go down in the U.S.
Yeah.
So firstly, this talks is talks about talks. It's not the peace summit. And that's not fair to Trump, to be quite honest. The Europeans, together with Ukraine, throwing their toys out of the cot, like this is a peace summit, is not true. It's wrong. It's completely wrong. They held a peace summit without Russia. And then it wasn't a problem. And it must be understood that this war, in fairness to Trump, I'm not a fan of Trump, you know that.
Yeah.
But in fairness to Trump, this war is not of his making. This is Biden. He warned about this war before he lost the presidential election to Biden.
True, yeah.
With Hunter Biden's lap, they wanted this war, right? And in fairness to him, so he's having discussions with Putin. Putin, it's all about discussing what are the things that Putin wants, and then it comes under a peace summit. Then you will discuss at the peace summit. But also, is Zelensky still the president of Ukraine? Shouldn't there be elections?
Yes, exactly.
Who will represent Ukraine? Zelensky can't claim to represent Ukraine. And of course, we already know. I mean, Putin is quite clear that he would walk away And this is like a cessation of hostilities. It's making certain. And the Ukraine can't attack anybody now because, you know, the United States are not going to give them any more weapons right now. They're not going to do that. They want their money back. In fact, one of the Trump officials, I don't know if it's the Secretary of the Treasury for that matter, is there trying to find out where what has happened with the money. Literally speaking, you know, right now on a train somewhere there. Trump has pointed out as well that the Europeans, their money to the Ukraine is a loan, whereas the American money to the Ukraine, which is, of course, buying American arms, is not a loan.
Mm.
And he wants to know about this. So I think Europe is being, you know, not just hypocritical, but they're not being honest. Quite seriously, not being honest, this is not a peace summit. This is a meeting, right, to see how you could get to a peace summit, how they can get peace. It's a proper adrenaline shot, and it's to create a cessation of hostilities. But Russia has the ability to kill more people right now. So if Russia stops bombing and so forth, that helps. It's like a little bit of a truce, you know, while there's going to be peace talks. So now you're discussing the talks, and Trump is doing the correct thing. You start have discussions with the one, and then you'll have the other. He said it openly that, you know, he had a couple of calls with Putin, he had a call with Zelensky, etc., and everybody says they want peace. But he's not impressed with Zelensky, and he's correct. There must be elections. There must be some way that you know that somebody's speaking properly about Ukraine. And Putin is basically saying that, look, don't join NATO. And Jeffrey Sachs is clear that this was an agreement a while back. Don't join NATO, and the Russian-speaking part of Ukraine cannot be part of Ukraine. They are oppressed by Ukraine. Those are his matters. And will that be acceptable to Europe in a different way? Europe will need to have sit down and think, because their buddy, the U.S. under Trump, is saying to them, but you are not being fair to us. We are picking up the tab on everything here, and this is not fair. Yeah, I mean, that's it in a kind of nutshell, I guess, you know?
Exactly what you're saying. We're picking up the tab. Now, this essentially is a clear win for Russia. And Trump is not prepared to allow for this war to continue. During his election campaign, and me personally also, like you, Donovan, I'm not a fan of Trump at all. But he was playing this up and mentioning it during his election campaign. He wants this war to end. We are no longer going to be part of it. Where does this leave Zelensky?
He wants the war to end, but what he wants more is to have Russia not as close to China.
Mm.
Yeah.
Put the cat amongst the pigeons.
This war, will this war result in the blockade? Once that war is over, whatever, will it result in the blockade being lifted? Europe needs to be honest. This is what Europe should be doing. They had an emergency summit in Paris, you know, the other day, etc. And they had the security conference with Vance, the vice president of the U.S., you know, of course, shocked them and stuff like that. But they need to be honest. They need to, Germany in particular, needs to be honest of how the American administration under Biden pushed them against Russia. Because remember, they blew up, they put European energy under duress. They created inflation in Europe. They caused these problems. So why isn't Europe telling the truth of what the United States did to them?
Mm-hmm. True.
In terms of Ukraine and in terms of Russia. So until they start, if they don't want to do that, they have no skin in the game. You know, they have no skin in the game. And Trump is very good at playing that the U.S. and himself are victims. Victims of, you know, being taken advantage of because they're so, you know, generous, etc. He does it all. That's the picking up the tab thing. But in reality, one, the meeting in Saudi Arabia is to bring Saudi Arabia closer to them, and that's in terms of oil, to bring Russia closer. He needs to isolate China in one way or the other. He needs to unlock BRICS. And if we recall, before Ukraine, Russia wasn't as interested in BRICS. It allowed China to run with it. Mm. And it's only when the West turned on Russia in terms of Ukraine that and the blockade and sanctions was going to come that they suddenly find BRICS very, very important. Before that, they weren't as interested. Yeah.
Very interesting. Certainly a different dynamic and perspective. What about the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia? Donovan, they toyed with the idea of joining the BRICS economic bloc. It was some months back, it was announced that they would join along with the UAE, Ethiopia, other members, countries, etc., etc. They backed out because they were fearing possibly the US and its tariff hike, calls. And they figured, hang on, we're perhaps going to have to stay with the global north. Global South seems a good idea, but for now, we're going to keep our eggs in this one basket. Does this present the kingdom with an opportunity to engage with Russia in Riyadh too, on the sidelines?
No, obviously, it'll engage with Russia. It hasn't stopped, but it's not a great supplier of Russia. It doesn't have massive trade with Russia. I mean, I guess the things they would want from Russia is most probably like caviar or something, but there's not from, I mean, Russia can't, no one can supply them energy, and that's Russia's major export, gas. And of course, there's minerals and so forth, and that. And they could help Trump about the rare earths that is said to be, there's more rare earths in the Russian side than the Ukrainian side as such, the Russian side of Ukraine, that is. And, how true is that? We will never really know. We are picking up information. I'm not a geologist expert, a mining expert. but what we do know is that, of course, Trump is clear. Reciprocal tariffs to everyone. Those who he doesn't trust, he will hike up tariffs. So let's see what the Crown Prince is able to provide the United States. How much does he capitulate to the U.S., etc. So Trump needs, they don't need oil from Saudi Arabia. The U.S. doesn't need oil from Saudi Arabia. They don't need oil and gas from China, from Canada, even for that matter. What they need is for the global oil price to go down. That's what Trump needs. That's what he wants from Saudi Arabia. It's not about Russia. It's about the global oil price. Because if the global oil price goes down, that's when inflation goes down, which allows interest rates to go down in the U.S. The difficulty you have right now is OPEC is talking about increasing the price, limiting the amount of barrels. This is the difference. That's OPEC. I think it's today or yesterday. They basically said, in the early parts of this morning, that is. Now, that's not what Trump wants. Trump doesn't need the oil. The U.S. has got enough oil. The problem is the global price. Then on Russia's side, they're supplying China. The problem is if they can't supply China the gas, they can't supply Europe. Europe is already trying to change away from that. Europe is not, this is a historical centuries-old fight. It predates the Soviet Union, Russia and Europe. And so in essence, that is a much more difficult bug to bear. The matters of Europe and Russia, they need to sort those out. Mm. In a sense, NATO was a fig leaf of that enmity between them, between themselves. I mean, they speak about Putin like he's Hitler,
Yeah.
And that's university, academics, etc. It's very difficult to, even the most progressive of people. I'm not saying Putin is a good guy. I do think he's got authoritarian and dictatorial tendencies, etc. But no more than many other leaders as well. I mean, it's not like they're meeting in Saudi Arabia. There's no democracy there, But it's a kingdom. So that's just a venue. Saudi Arabia will take the gap. They will help the U.S. They'll try to be a useful ally with Putin. But that is about China, and it's about the oil price. And Zelensky, they'll come out of there saying, he will stop the hostilities, etc. He wants peace, and they will look at how can they organize the meeting. The U.S. will appoint itself the mediator, and they will create a venue. I'm not sure where exactly it would be, but we would see. And I don't know how Europe gets involved in a real way. Right now, they are fumbling. And as I said, unless they are start to become honest about how they got involved in the war and how, and the decisions they took on Russia, who pushed them? That why the you know, the blowing up of the pipeline, etc., the Russian pipeline, Norsk 2, etc. That, yeah, those are the things that I think, NJ, that we need to look at. I know this is not the mainstream stuff.
Yeah.
But it's the same facts. And you look at it with a slightly different perspective. This is not a peace summit. That's what is being touted as. That's not true. It's a meeting. It's talks about talks. It's an understanding to get from Russia. You will have a meeting with Ukraine, but not with Zelensky. And because he's not the president. They need a president. That's what Trump's line is going to be. He's not going to say it as blunt as I am.
Yeah.
But watch that. Yeah.
Interesting perspectives, as always. Name that was the first that came to mind when I saw this story. Once again, as always, you're giving us food for thought. Donovan Williams, international relations expert, Mail and Guardian columnist, thanks so much for your time.